Though I was in fact climbing into the air, I felt as though I were swimming against a rising river tide. But more than rain or waves, it was the screaming wind that tore at me. I could hardly make out where I was going. To make matters worse, my wet and heavy hair, like a horse's tail, kept whipping across my face. I might have been blindfolded. Desperate, I wrapped my legs and one arm about the ropes. With my one free arm, I pulled my hair around, grasped it with the hand entwined in the ropes, and pulled it taut. I took the knife and hacked. With a shake of my head, my 13 years' growth of hair fell away. Feeling much lighter, I bit down onto the blade again and once more began to climb. Every upward inch was a struggle, as though I were forcing myself between the fingers of God's angry fist. And it was not just the elements that attacked. Below me, when I dared to look, the deck blurred into a confusing mass of water, foam, decking, and now and again a struggling man. I was certain the Seahawk would flounder, that we were doomed to drown. I told myself not to look, to concentrate on what I had to do. Up I went. The rain hissed. Thunder boomed. Lightning cracked. Human cries came too, shouts that rose up through the maelstrom, words I couldn't catch. But what they betokened was terror. As I crept further up the mast, the sail billowed out and away from me. The next moment the wind shifted, and the great canvas collapsed, smashing its full wet weight against me, as though with a conscious mind to knock me from the rigging. Desperately I clung to the ropes with legs and arms. Then out the sail snapped. The ensuing vacuum all but sucked me off. God knows how, but I held on and continued up. I heard, threaded through the wailing wind, a ghastly shrieking sound. Then a tremendous splintering of wood. Could it, I wondered, be my mast? Was I about to be hurled into the waves? I dared not stop and think, but the mast held. Hand over hand, foot after foot, I struggled upward. I was certain we were all about to die. Whether above the waves or beneath them, it hardly seemed to matter. All I wanted was to reach that sail, as if by doing so I could rise above the chaos. To cut that sail free was my only purpose. I would not, could not, think of anything else. Sometimes I paused just to hang on, to gasp for breath, to remind myself I lived. But then, once again, I continued up. It felt like hours. It probably took minutes. At last I reached my goal. The Foreyard is one of the biggest sails, one of a sailing ship's true engines. But even though it worked hard for the ship under normal circumstances, in this storm it strained against her, as if trying to uproot the mast from the deck. Despite the roaring wind that beat about me, I could hear the creaking of the mast, could see it bend like a great bow. What I needed to do, had to do, was cut that sail free and release the terrible strain upon the mast.